Welcome back to The Conversation. We told you yesterday about the breaking news of the audio of Michael Bloomberg at a get-together here 4 or 5 years ago talking about the Stop and Frisk program in New York City. And he said some things like, you know, he could just Xerox a copy of the identification of the suspect in the criminal case and said, you know, the vast majority of the time it'll be a minority from 16 to 25 years old that's a male. And if you want to get guns off the street, you just throw them against the wall and frisk them and you'll get the guns off the street. Obviously, that's not going to go over particularly well. Dr. John Lott here, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, if you want to find out more. Doctor, welcome back.
Morning.
Pretty blunt in his assessment of who the criminals are. Apparently, he said, 90% of the criminals are, is just one group right here. What do you make of the comments? And he said a lot. I mean, it's not going to go over well with the Democrats for sure, and probably not anybody else for that matter. What do you make of it?
He said 95% of your murderers are basically male minority members between 15 and 25. And, you know, he's not even close. I mean, is it true that minorities commit murders disproportionately more than their share of the population? Yeah, but it's nowhere near close to 95%. I mean, you have about 45% of murderers, even looking at the time period that he's talking about, are whites. While it's true that murderers are disproportionately younger people, you know, again, it's not even close. I mean, you basically have about 28% of murderers are between 13 and 25. So that's more than their share of the population, but it's still, you know, not going to get you near 95%.
No, not even close, actually. And you're right about that. And what kind of the thing about Michael Bloomberg, though, and you and I have seen this before, when it comes to stating the facts about guns and gun violence, he's reckless with the facts, to say the least. I mean, here's a guy who couldn't describe what a semi-automatic was, who couldn't describe that if he had more than three shots, well, you know, the deer deserves to get away. Listen, when the Second Amendment was written, they weren't coming home from deer camp. They're coming home from a revolution, from what I recall. And so Michael Bloomberg has a disconnect with facts on a regular basis, doesn't he?
Right. Well, I mean, you and I just talked about the false ads that he had paid $10 million a shot for during the Super Bowl about claims about
kids,
you know, a mass public shooting and the rate that kids die from guns,
sure,
and things like that. You know, he was massively off on those numbers, too. I mean, it doesn't seem like he really even cares. The problem here, I mean, one can support something like stop and frisk to get guns away from criminals, but the way he talks about this, he tars it with this racist overtones, you know, that somehow, you know, you just need to go and stop black young males, you know, throw them up against the wall and stop them, and that will end your murder problem.
Yeah, throw them against the wall, frisk them, and take their guns away. That way, right, they'll be scared and they won't bring their guns out anymore, or some nonsense like
right.
that.
Yeah, and you know, and part of the problem also is Bloomberg refuses to recognize that people benefit from having guns. You know, law-abiding poor black males benefit. The people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime benefit from being able to go and protect themselves. And of course, and if Bloomberg has his way, no citizen would be able to go and carry a concealed handgun for protection, except for maybe somebody who, you know, is like editor of the New York Times or something like that.
Right, special friends.
Right, and you know, so and he has it backwards in both ways there. You know, and the other thing is, you know, it must be nice to have lots of high-powered lawyers on your salary because, you know, he was able to get the audio or the video of his talk, which kind of created this ruckus originally, taken down by threatening to sue the company that had the copy of the video.
Of course.
And, you know, they just didn't want to have to deal with the problems of litigating.
Yeah, but here we are. It's out, and it's not going to be hidden. I mean, it's all over social media today. It's everywhere. And Michael Bloomberg's being exposed for the comments, and you can take them at face value, take them however you want. Dr. John Lott here, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, to 22% support with black voters over the last 3 weeks in the Democratic run-up to finding their their standard bearer. I think it does real damage. What do you think?
Well, I would think so. The guy has spent like $300 million so far on his campaign. I mean, he's massively outspent all the other candidates who are running combined. Even though you have another billionaire in there with Tom Steyer. Nobody's seen these types of spending before, and we haven't even gotten very far into the election cycle right now. We still got another month until Super Tuesday, which is where he's kind of on the ballot. It's interesting. He's kind of avoided all the Democratic presidential debates, and one would think that if he actually had to go into those debates, some of these types of issues would be getting more prominence.
Well, that's certainly going to come up if he gets into the next debate. They'll be asking about stop and frisk. He can't avoid it. And the other thing is
he's backtracked from stop and frisk. He says now it was a mistake to go and do that.
Yeah, well, this isn't ancient history. This tape's only like 4 or 5 years old. It's not ancient history.
Right.
No. He's in real trouble. I think he's in real trouble. Anyhow, we'll see what happens, but he's going to be targeted because he's making his way in, and Bernie's people aren't going to give him a break. He's trying to buy the election. I'll give you the last word.
Well, all I can say is, if a Republican were to go and make this type of statement saying that 95% of murderers are minority males between 15 and 25, their political career would be over at that point.
Yeah.
To me, the interesting thing is people have already been talking about Trump making real inroads into the black vote there. And, we have historic low black unemployment rates,
true,
unemployment rates for Hispanics. And, beyond that, he's done criminal justice reform.
Right. So you can see the ad right now. The one ad shows Bloomberg saying this and Donald Trump letting Alice Johnson out of prison. Doctor, we got to leave it right there. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Find out more at crimeresearch.org. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Yep.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.